Hello, everyone. This is the official start of me speaking off the dome. I'll use Webster's when I need to, but if I keep speaking off the dome, it means I didn't need Webster's in that moment, in any moment. So I would like to say that if I ever do any readings, I won't be reading over the air anymore. What I'll be doing is I'll read before I start the podcast, and then I'll tell you what I think about what I read, because I want my episodes to be much smoother. You hear a lot more of my thoughts, and the episodes are way more in sync that way. So podcast maturity. So here we go. Let's get into the topic. So when I thought about my sexual past, there were other things that I got flashbacks in terms of today. Actually, shortly before I started this episode, the flashbacks came. So sometimes women would invite me to their homes and apartments. Sometimes just for sex. Sometimes just to cook for me. And other times to watch movies and television shows with them. And lastly, just to kick off my shoes and relax my feet with them. They would take me out all the time to go eating, sometimes to go clubbing, bars, taverns, nightclubs, what have you. And I remember that they would just wanted to party with me sometimes, from what I remember. And you're wondering, with the sex workers, how do you know for sure that the money they gave you was legal? I would see them make withdrawals at local ATMs, and I would see the checks with their job's name on it, so I knew that was the money that they were giving me. They would go to ATMs just to give me money that came from their legal jobs. Plus, some had direct deposit, so when they would on their payday, they would give a little bit of their money to me, payday from their jobs. And from what I remember, I think about how some preferred to be paid in cash. So the ones that wanted to be paid in cash, we would go to their job to collect the money. And the direct deposit ones, like I said, it had the job's name on the written on the checks. So they never, like I said, gave me any illegal money. It was always legal money. I just wanted to clear that up. Anything else about my sexual past, really? My last statements on it, because I'm at the ending point of it, just wanted to touch on it briefly, was that I have learned that there are many men at the time who wish they were me at the time, because women never spent, I'm sorry, let me correct that. Women never charged me for anything. Anytime I've ever had a social outing with a woman or been in a woman's home or apartment or her vehicles or even would take buses and trains with them just to go places, they always paid for everything. I never paid for nothing. And some men knew about it because the women I was with were, they tended to be extroverted regarding me. That's how I got out. Vocal women, even. And the men wanted to be me, but because they're male misogynists, they never experience what I experienced in terms of a woman spending all her money on you, or some of her money on you, and not feeling any regret or remorse about it. And because I was genuinely treating them well, treating them right, treating them rightly, that's why they splurged on me. I didn't even try to have sex with them. That's why they were always trying to have sex with me. So that's the conclusion of my sexual past officially. And now I want to talk about sex moving forward for myself. You can tell this is off the dome because I'm speaking much slower. This is my standard style of podcasting officially, so in regards to sex for me moving forward, I barely feel horniness. I'll tell you why. It's not because of asexuality, even though asexuality is beautiful. I'm no longer sex repulsed. I'm no longer sex indifferent. I'm no longer sex adverse. I'm no longer feeling sex negativity, you know, and I'm no longer sex neutral. At some points in my life, I felt all these, I felt like I was sex unfavorable. But the reason why I barely feel horniness is because most people refuse to pay the full price for servant leadership, I am sex repulsed when it comes to most people. I am sex unfavorable when it comes to most people. That I can tell you. And I barely feel horniness because when you are a misfit in a world that tries to fit in, only other misfits can erotically turn on the light switch. Because most people are chameleons of our global society, that's why, for the most part, I don't experience erections. I do get erections only when it comes to other misfits who do the positive things that the world is not used to. And that's this, and I'm cut from that same cloth with them on that too. Most people don't give me wet dreams. Only misfits can do that. Most people don't give me nocturnal emissions. Only misfits can do that. Most people don't give me sex dreams. Only other misfits can do that. And most people don't make me self come and come in general. Only misfits can do those both things to me. So I spend the majority of my day not feeling horniness. I spend most of my day not feeling any lust, and I spend most of my day not feeling any sexual desire. I only experience lust when it comes to other misfits. I only experience sexual desire when it comes to other misfits. And I only experience sexual urges when it comes to other misfits. Most people don't activate my sexual urges. And it's a new reality. It's something I started experiencing fully today. The people, adults, that are in my sexual daydreams, only other misfits. Most people don't stimulate sexual daydreams for me. And my sexual fantasies consist of other misfits. Therefore, most people don't pleasure my sexual fantasies. So I create attractive looking misfits in my mind. That's how I handle properly my sexual proclivities. And so you're wondering, Antonio, now how often do you have sex, right? We're talking about now and forevermore. Honestly, when I keep saying I very rarely have sex, that's how it is for me for these other reasons. These final sets of reasons, and I mean it this time. Being able to pour all of my... being able to pour all of my integrity into spiritual blessings is profoundly therapeutic for me. Because I get to spend the majority of my time constructing the solid foundation of inner beauty in my life and other people's lives. Inner beauty is what I define as spiritual blessings. So I can say this. Now I'm mostly celibate. Said that before, but I'm giving you new reasons. I'm mostly celibate because in a world that is of sexual chaos, meaning we live in a sexually salacious world. We live in a sexually sensationalism world. We live in a world where people, adults, have of sexual idleness. Of sexual nosiness and sexual busybodiness. A lot of times people make themselves, adults, a slave to their own sexual biology, meaning they don't enforce sexual parameters on themselves. We live in a world where anything sexual evil goes, and anything sexually toxic goes. We live in a world where many adults feel like I can do whatever I sexually want to the bodies of people that I sexually crave, even if I face unrequited sexual love, and even if I am sexually unattracted to them, I'm still going to sexually divide and conquer. And we live in a sexual survival of the fittest world. We live in a sexual dog-eat-dog world. We live in a sexual you get yours, I get mine world. We live in a sexual, I get yours and I get mine world. We live in a sexual wild, wild west world. We live in a sexual wilderness world. We live in a sexual jungle world. We live in a sexual watch out for number one world. We live in a sexual save your own skin world. We live in a sexually petty world. We live in a sexually competitive world. We live in a sexual contest world. We live in a world that clowns people for sexual social rejection. We live in a world that glorifies sexual public ridicule. We live in a world that says, well, you're facing a sexual career derailment because you're not the world's sexiest man alive. You're not the world's sexiest woman alive. You're not the world's sexiest non-binary adult person alive. We live in a world of what I call sexual materialism. I sexually want them, and I sexually work hard to get them. All that I sexually see is real. Unseen sexual things are merely sexual ideas and sexual dreams. Sexual individualism, I sexually work hard for me. And you sexually work hard for you. I may sexually make it. You may sexually not. That's your sexual problem, not mine. Sexually speaking, sexual skepticism. Anything I'm not sexually convinced about can't be sexually important. Everything's sexually important. To sexually know, I can sexually figure. That is the kind of world we live in. And we live in a world where it's a sexual me, myself, and I culture. And so those are all the reasons why I'm mostly celibate. It's a severe rarity for me to ever have sexual bodily intimacy when it comes to, sex living. I feel that most people outside the porn industry and inside the porn industry, I know that they are sexually illiterate people. They are erotically illiterate people. They are sensually illiterate people. And they are sensory illiterate people too. When I think about what has happened to me, other reasons why I mostly celebrate the flashbacks just came to me now. Because these are new reasons. Because I spend most of my time with the public. And the rest of my time self-caring to spend most time with the public continuously, I know that being mostly celibate fits that kind of lifestyle. Because when you're the type of person that usually, wherever you go, there are crowds of people. Wherever you go, you're always out and about with people. Wherever you go, most of the blessings I perform in other people's lives, most of the miracles I perform in other people's lives, and most of the signs and wonders I perform in people's lives, and most of the breakthroughs I perform in people's lives, are done out in the open, and because I'm always within nearness to people, proximity to people, and because I spend more time outside than inside, and lastly, because people are viewing me recognizable everywhere I go. Now you fully understand why I'm mostly celibate. When you are a role model to countless people, sexually and non-sexually, when you are a protagonist in the stories of numberless people's lives, and when you consider a superhero to uncountable people, and when you are an influencer and a mogul in the lives of those too many to be counted. Again, you fully understand why I'm mostly celibate. When you are constantly dealing with adults and families who rely on you, healthily speaking, in terms of coaching, consultations, counselings, guidance, instructions, and you're also a protector to them. Also a mentor to them, and some of the help they seek from me includes other adults, including children, and when you live a life where, because you're so beloved by the public, and you live in people's homes with them because they may need help more than just one day, and they want to practice household hospitality towards you, and we spend more time living in people's actual homes than lodging, like a hotel or motel, for example, for the third time, you fully understand why I'm mostly celibate. When you are constantly traveling, when you are constantly in meetings, when you are constantly at get-togethers, when you're constantly at functions, when you're constantly at events, and when you are constantly having one-on-one times with people in terms of seeking my advice, and when you have group times with people where everybody's seeking your advice, and when you are consistently doing justice projects, activism projects, advocacy projects, when you're constantly in shelters, when you're constantly being an attendant, and when people are traveling out the country or traveling within the country, and when you're going to be a assisting in parenting, when you are constantly in the future going to be a ridership sharing service driver, and when you are constantly having to engage in people's leisure time and treasured habits within law and reason with them, for the first time, you fully understand why I'm mostly celibate. For all these reasons, too, I hardly ever get to masturbate because of it. Because of all these reasons, I don't really get to touch myself for the most part. So I can't make myself come 9.9 times out of 10. It all comes along with my calling. Because I barely feel horniness, none of these things are sexually problematic for me. To tell you the truth, I'm mostly celibate for this fifth and final reason. Fifth and final set of reasons. When you are constantly let's put it this way, when you are constantly assisting executive leadership, when you're constantly touring, when you're constantly interacting with media platforms, the ones that are safe spaces for me, when you're constantly writing, podcasting like I do, and when you're constantly on boards and when you're constantly in the future, like I'll be doing fireside chats like the late president, Franklin Roosevelt. When you are constantly at being a moderator, being a panelist, doing Q&As, doing public appearances, when you have a healthy entourage to tend to and household staff member duties to do, and when you when you're a person like myself that is consistently on call in terms of emergencies that people may have, and we have unexpected things happen. You know, suddenly somebody needs you for this, somebody needs you for that. And when you're the kind of person that I have to juggle my schedule with this, I have to juggle my busy schedule with the busy schedule of other people. It's like, if somebody has their own outings that they're going to, it could be professional outings, you know, for work, or if, you know, families will have me go to outings with them, and I'm basically called to do a lot of socialization with people, because I have to be immersed in other people's worlds. And when you're just a person in high demand everywhere you go, it could be helping out with funding. It could be helping to secure resources. It could be endeavors. It could be startups. You know, it could be accountability partnerships. It could be doing a lot of teaching. For me, it could be a lot of public speaking. And because I'm called to the lives of the faith-based community, I'll be doing a lot of preaching. And and I'll constantly be in secular institutions. Saying is, I'll also be in a lot of faith-based communities, so I'll be doing a lot of interfaith work, and I'll be doing a lot of secular faith-based coalitions. So in the last set of reasons is also a lot of people will not allow my sexual past to resurface. So they're going to keep a lot of people away from me, meaning those who have character defects so strongly that they would try to sexually doormat me or make me a sexual pushover or sexually take advantage of me or sexually run all over me, sexually walk all over me, or would be the type that would try to make me bring my sexual past back in any kind of way, especially trying to have me relive in the traumatic sexuality of my childhood. Most people don't stand a chance because of it, because the public knows what happened to me as a younger man and as a boy. They're gonna be paying attention to who's trying to flirt with me, who's trying to offer me sex, who's trying to throw sexual opportunities at me. Most people are going to weed them out with the quickness, because in their minds, we have to sexually protect Antonio, because there isn't a history of him being sexually protected. We, as the benevolent public, are going to do that for him. So they're going to keep an eye on anybody who checks me out, anybody who may have wondering eyes regarding me, anybody who may use body language or even verbiage to try to sexually get at me. Most of those people will be driven out on the spot because it's like, hey, you just want to devalue him through the vehicle of sex. You want to put a price tag on his humanity by trying to sexually ensnare him. You want to sexually entrap him. You want to put him in your sexual maze, M-A-Z-E. And you want to be the type where you want to sexually maneuver Antonio. You want to Antonio to be sexually manipulated and sexually exploited, sexually controlled. And you want him to be your sexual lap dog. And you want him to be a sexual beck and call, your sexually waiting on you hand and foot. That's what you want him to do. You want him to be your love slave. You want him to be your sex slave. You want to be his sexual slave breaker. You want to be his sexual plantation owner. You want to be a sexual slave owner. You want to be a sexual slave master. You want to be his sexual overseer. You want to be the sexual mistress of the sexual plantation. And you want to be his buck breaker. You want to do buck breaking on him. You want him to be Antonio to be your slave breeding. You want Antonio to populate the earth on your slave breeding farm and him being the ringleader of it. And here's the part where I conclude the reasons. And you basically see Antonio's pederasty material, even though he's a grown man. You want Antonio to live a life of involuntary prostitution, like he was forced as a child, but you want him to live a life of adult involuntary prostitution for you. So those are all the things that the public is going to look out for. So those are all the reasons why I'm mostly celibate. So being mostly celibate is the best way I can protect myself from sexual con artists, sexual scam artists, sexual spam artists, sexual bullshit artists, sexual choke artists, sexual clip artists, sexual Ponzi schemers. Those trying to sexually gas me up, those trying to sexually gaslight me, those trying to sexually tunnel vision me, those trying to sexually confirmation bias me, those trying to put me in sexual no-win scenarios. Those trying to have me victimized by sex crimes, those who are sexual get over artists, those who are sexual psychos, those who are sexually personality disordered, those who are sexually perverted deviants, and those who treat sex as a reward you win. For beating the other contestants. And I also can honestly say many people in this world are sexual frauds. is sexually fraudulent because they suffer from sexual imposter syndrome. They suffer from sexual battered person syndrome. They suffer from sexual betrayal trauma syndrome. They suffer from the sexual Peter Pan syndrome. They suffer from the sexual Wendy syndrome. They suffer from the sexual Stockholm syndrome. You have a lot of sexual shams out here. Yes, some people who will use sex to mesmerize you, use sex to lull you to sleep, use sex to hypnotize you, use sex to dull the will, use sex to hold you under a spell, use sex to bring you under their control, use sex to stupefy you, use sex to drug you, use sex to quote-unquote soothe you, use sex to fascinate you, use sex to end hypnotized you. Use sex to subject you to suggestion. Use sex to make you drowsy. Use sex to deep sleep you. Use sex to hypnotherapy you. Use sex to be of your bewitchment. And use sex to charm you. And use sex to be of your hypnotic suggestion. And use sex as a narcotic. Use sex to be trance-inducing, T-R-A-N-C-E. Use sex to be quote-unquote calmative. Use sex to be sleep-producing. Use sex to be soporific. And they'll use sex to be of pretense of virtue. They'll use sex as an empty ceremony. They'll use sex as their sanctimony. They'll use sex as their lip service. They'll use sex as their affectation. They'll use sex for your lethargy. They'll use sex to make you feel like you're enduring self-hypnosis. They'll use sex to make you hysterical. They'll use sex to make you convulsed. They'll use sex to make you unnerved. They'll use sex to make you neurotic. They'll use sex to make you distracted. They'll use sex to make you emotionally disordered. They'll use sex to make you fanatical. They'll use sex to make you possessed. They'll use sex to make you beside yourself. They'll use sex to make you out of your wits. They'll use sex to make you spasmodic. They'll use sex to make you overwrought. They'll use sex to make you wild-eyed. They'll use sex to make you jittery. They'll use sex to put you on a crying jag. They'll use sex to make you nervous. They'll use sex to make you impetuous. They'll use sex to make you tempestuous. They'll use sex to make you confused. They'll use sex to make you frenzied. They'll use sex to make you raging. They'll use sex to have you fuming. They'll use sex to make you delirious. They'll use sex because they feel like you're quite impressionable. They'll use sex to make you repressible. They'll use sex to make you suppressible. They'll use sex to make you rabid. They'll use sex to make you seething. They'll use sex to make you carried away. They'll use sex to trouble your heart. They use sex to keep you afraid. They'll use sex to make you furious. They'll use sex to make you passionate. They'll use sex to make you fiery. They'll use sex to make you panic-stricken. They'll use sex to make you vehement. They'll use sex to make you crazy. They'll use sex to make you stupid. They'll use sex to make you lazy. They'll use sex to make you evil. And lastly, they'll use sex to make you feverish too. Those are all the reasons why I'm mostly celibate.